My name is Victoria Mihailovic. I am 17 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Anel Delich, who is my cousin. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Go for it. One of my happiest memories was about 3 years ago. I shot my first buck. This is regarding hunting. I was down in Quincy, Illinois. It was a foot of snow, I remember. And all the leaves fell off. It was snow on the ground. It was really cold. I'm just sitting in my chair waiting. And behind me, I hear him hustling through the snow, and I turn around. As I turn around, on my jacket, it makes the swift noise. And as I turn around, he senses me. And as I turn around, he turns around trying to run away from me. I stand up, I aim, and I shoot. And he took like 2-3 steps, and he just right there fell down. And yeah, that'd be one of my happiest moments.
What are you most grateful for?
Grateful that I have good friends, very good friends that really care about me. It's hard to find a friend, a real friend, these days in this city. And yeah, I'm grateful for my friend Selmir, who's been my friend for a good 7 to 8 years. And yeah, that's all I got for that.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing I did with my in my life would have to be with my best friend. We started throwing snowballs this guy's window, and he comes out, starts yelling, and starts throwing bricks at us for throwing snowballs at his window. He ends up calling the cops, and it was snow outside, and my friend could, you know, he was kind of short back then, he couldn't really jump a gate. So I go down for a criminal tact, as we call it. I put my hands together, he steps on my hands, he crosses over the gate, and I jump over, and we run straight to the house. And that was one of the dumbest things I've done.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as the best, as we call it, a meister, an engineer in whole of Chicago, actually. That would be my aim right there.
Do you have any regrets?
I have a lot of regrets, but hard to pick from.
Okay. Tell me some favorite work stories.
Work story, man, it was Saturday. It was a Saturday, rainy Saturday. I was working. I actually work with my dad and brother, a couple more co-workers. But specifically, I work in HVAC, and it was a rainy Saturday. We had an installation both on a rooftop, a AC, and downstairs in the apartment, we had a furnace to install. Thing, it was down in downtown on, I remember it was on, Chicago Avenue. And we're down, and I'm just helping, you know, going back and forth on the roof down to the apartment. And I remember my dad telling me, he's like, go upstairs, help your brother to weld. You have to weld a couple copper pipes from the AC. And I go upstairs, and my dad tells me that my brother needs help. I come upstairs, and my brother got everything finished. I'm like, super. So I go back down, I tell my dad, and he was just surprised. There was nothing to it.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
My work life has taught me to save money, to be a strong person. You have to be a strong person to succeed in life. It taught me a lot of things, you know. Keep this interview short. I won't
Did you like school?
Well, first of all, I dropped out of school. The reason why was because I didn't like school. So
why?
Why? I didn't like school. I picked the wrong school. Society was bad. I didn't feel like dealing with society. I had personal issues, and it just ended up dropping out. Continue.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Grew up in, man, first it was Edgewater, then I came up to Westridge, Chicago. It was hard. Living in Edgewater, it was a lot of gang bangers back then. I went to Swift Elementary, and back then Winthrop and Thorndale was motherland of the young gangster disciples. And I remember as a kindergartner, I'd always walk out of school at the end of the day, and the sidewalk would always be bloody from fights, from a lot of stuff.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I'm proud that, man, that's a good question. I'm proud that I dropped out of school, but I still managed to find myself in life and continue some way or another.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
No. What can I say? I don't know what to say.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
One thing I'd say is, oh man, how could I quote this? It's been quoted before. Don't ever wish something upon someone that you wouldn't wish for yourself.